dead, 800 injured, and 28 still missing after a tsunami struck beaches along the Sunda Straits. The number of casualties is expected to rise because officials have not been able to contact all of the areas affected by the tsunami. The cause was due to a combination of undersea landslides after the eruption of the Krakatoa volcano and the tidal wave caused by the full moon. Look for updates on VOAnews.com. The U.S. federal government entered the second day of its partial shutdown Sunday. Talks have dragged on between Congress and President Trump, as well as discussions regarding funds for his wall along the U.S.-Mexico border. The U.S. Senate adjourned Saturday afternoon with no plans to meet until Thursday after the Christmas holiday break. This affects a quarter of the government, which includes more than 800,000 federal employees. Despite the shutdown, some tourist sites run by the government, such as the Statue of Liberty in New York, remain open. Here's AP's Julie Walker.
Lady Liberty beckons in the harbor, and thousands of tourists will get to visit her after New York State stepped in to pay about $65,000 a day to keep the Statue of Liberty open during the partial government shutdown.
We're glad that it's open for us to be able to see it, because the last time we were here, we didn't have time to see it.
Noelle and Scott Fitchett are visiting from Virginia.
I'm glad it was open, but if they had to shut it down for the reason of the border, I'm with it. I just have not been to see the statue.
The Grand Canyon is also open for business, but at Fort McHenry in Baltimore, the Star-Spangled Banner yet waves, but the gates are locked. I'm Julie Walker.
More than half of the federal government employees are working without pay during this partial shutdown. Protest over worsening economic conditions have resumed in Sudan, with thousands taking to the streets. The protests have taken on an increasingly political slant, with demonstrators calling on President Omar al-Bashir to step down. He came in power in a coup 29 years ago. This is VOA News. At least 15 people have been killed, dozens others injured in two explosions in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Witnesses said the first blast was caused by a car bomb at a security checkpoint near the National Theater. Security officials said the explosion killed mostly security forces and civilians. AP's Kara Anna reports a Somali journalist was among those killed.
Three of the people killed were staffers with a London-based broadcaster called Universal TV. One of them was a prominent journalist named Awil Dahir Salad. It is not clear in this attack whether the journalists were targeted, although Somalia is one of the most dangerous places in the world for reporters and others to operate.
The second explosion occurred nearby, but it is unclear what caused it. The Al-Qaeda-linked group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for both blasts. Rescue teams found the bodies of nine construction workers Sunday who had been trapped inside a burning potash mine in Russia's Ural Mountains. Fire broke out Saturday at the mine operated by a fertilizer company in the Perm region, where two teams of workers were doing maintenance while the mine had shut down operations. Eight managed to get out, but the nine who died were in a different section. British police have released a man and woman they arrested Friday in connection with the drone incursions that hampered operations at Gatwick Airport for 3 days. A statement from Sussex Police Sunday said the two were released without charge and both fully cooperated with their inquiries and are no longer suspects. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports on the disruption that affected thousands of passengers.
In a statement, Britain's second largest airport said it is operational but urged passengers to check the status of their flights. New drone sightings had caused fresh problems at the airport, which reopened in the morning after a 36-hour shutdown, only to hastily suspend flights for more than an hour in the late afternoon on one of the busiest travel days of the year. Charles de Ledesma, London.
The police said Saturday their activities at the airport continued to build resilience to detect and mitigate further incursions from drones. More than 43 million passengers a year travel through Gatwick. Patty Ashdown, the face of centrist politics in Britain for more than a decade, has died after being treated for cancer. Ashdown led the Liberal Democrats for 11 years up to 1999, steering it to become a campaigning force in British politics against the Conservatives and the Labour Party. Prime Minister Theresa May said Lord Ashdown served his country with distinction, and former Conservative Prime Minister John Major called him a true patriot. Ashdown was 77. Japan's Emperor Akihito, marking his 85th birthday, said he feels relieved that his reign is coming to an end without having seen his country at war, and that it's important to keep telling younger people about his nation's wartime history. I'm Nicole Livis, VOA News.
This is Encounter on VOA. Here's Carol Castillo.
welcome to Encounter.